I'm really looking forward to it. When I re-signed with Storm last year, it was for the look at the long term. You know, it was a brand new squad pretty much with a new coach and new team behind us. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to what we can do this year.
It was a building season, but there was no denying that you all gave it everything and you just narrowly missed out.
Yeah, and I think last year it was such a great year for us in terms of, I think everyone felt like we had nothing to lose and everything to gain. So every game, you go out there and you leave everything on the court and you just do the best that you can.
Tanya's influence, obviously. How did you think that helped you as a player?
Massively. Her coaching style is completely different to anything that I've had before. Her skill knowledge and, you know, her footwork-based stuff is great for me as a wing attack. So from sort of the skill-based stuff, I learned a lot from her last year, and I'm hoping to learn a lot more this year.
Katie's going to be captain next season. How's she going to do in that role?
I think she's going to be great. I think, you know, she's been at Storm pretty much since day one. You know, her commitment to the squad and her loyalty to the squad is second to none. And I just think her influence on the court in terms of her performance, her character as a person, she's just one of those girls that you can go to about anything. So I just think she's going to be really, really good for the team this year as our captain.
How nice is it knowing that you've got Yaz and Mickey back in the squad as well?
It's great. You know, Yaz and Mick, you know, they're really close friends of mine. I played with Mickey since I was a child. So to just, you know, have them on court in that mid-court position next year, it's just going to be great. And, you know, it's been a couple of years now with the three of us at Storm. So I'm really hoping that this year we can really cement some of the stuff that we've worked on over the past few years and really put that into play.
I was going to ask you about Nada. Special for you being part of her last league season?
Yeah, I mean, I think we're all going to miss Nada. From a personal level, I will. She's a great friend as well. You know, we still stay in touch now. And I just think her influence on the court, her dominant court play, her motivation is just going to be missed this year. But I think it's a really great chance for other girls on the team to step up and actually step into that role as well. So really sad to see her go, but really exciting to see sort of who's going to fill that position on court.
And we thought the league was tough last season, but now that we've got people like the Corbins back, Sarah, Jade, it's going to make it more exciting than ever, isn't it?
Yeah, and, you know, it's an English league, and having some of the best of our English players back in the league is really great. It's great for the spectators to watch. It's great for us as players to get to play with and play against. And I just think it sort of brings that excitement back into the league as well. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
And how's preparation between now and the start of the season?
Yeah, it's a lot of running. So the whole squad was back in this week. So, you know, we've lost sort of some of the running side of it now, the court shuttles and everything like that that we've been doing for the past few months. And it's good to actually get on court, get some match play in there and actually build on some team stuff that we're going to look to put in this year.